It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Salt is way overused as a flavoring, especially in processed foods. Well, to save money on your food and health bills, Sylvia Melendez-Klinger, she's a registered dietitian, founder of HispanicNutrition.com, is here to show you how to replace salt with flavor-packed and nutrient-filled spices. It's going to be a delicious show. Sylvia, you just returned from Spain, where salt is not the number one seasoning. Tell us, what do they focus on when they season their food?
You know what is amazing, first of all, is that the amount of less processed foods that they use there is amazing. So everywhere you go, even when you go to a restaurant, when they most people tend to use a lot more salt, they tell you, you know, this is going to take 30 minutes, this is going to take 15 minutes to do your dish because we're making it from scratch. So the amounts of, you know, the flavors from vegetables, from citrus juices, even from combining, you know, adding more vegetables to even meat to add more of that nice flavors, that's what they use more in their cooking. And that leads to then decreasing the amount of salt that we have to use, which is what we're accustomed here. You know, we want to season everything with salt and not thinking that there is a lot of more things that we could use that even can help you to boost your nutrition in those meals as well.
Well, just quickly, give everybody a rundown on why we should use less salt before we get into the seasoning. Why is salt such a problem?
Yeah, and we've been hearing a lot about it, even with the new dietary guidelines that are coming up now in 2015. The main thing, basically, when people have a lot more sodium that is required, and you're only required to have about 2 teaspoons a day, basically that's what it amounts to, 2,300 milligrams of sodium. But the problem is that when you have a lot of sodium, that leads to high blood pressure, that leads to stroke, and that's the main problem. And then there is 3 things, you know, when you have that problem, high blood pressure, you know, and if you suffer from, you have a risk for stroke, you immediately, you know, that's one of the first things we tell our patients is to decrease the amount of salt in their diet. Also, there's 3 things that I always tell my patients that have high blood pressure. It's to decrease the amount of sodium in their food, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, and also increase their fruits and vegetables because they have a lot of potassium, and potassium is what's in your medicine to lower the high blood pressure. So that potassium is really important, and that's what's in fruits and vegetables in abundance. And the last one also is, of course, with exercise. That also will lower that blood pressure. But basically, salt is linked to high blood pressure and stroke.
Wow. Yeah, and that's a reality in this country. There's so many people that are facing heart issues or have that genetic component that puts them at higher risk for heart disease. So watching salt, I think it's something we've all been trying to do, but most of us failing miserably. So if I want to do this, and I'm not a huge cook, so I'm going to look for you for some help, and I want to take the salt out of my cooking, can you give me maybe 3 staple spices that I can replace it with for seasoning to start off with, like a brand new person just getting in the kitchen?
Well, let me tell you my favorites here. Lemon, I think that really adds a nice flavor to just a lot of things that you have in your, you know, most of your recipes. So let's say you have fish, you know, adding a little either fresh lemon juice, or you can buy also the seasonings that come, you know, with that lemon pepper, for example. I add that to vegetables, to fish, to chicken, you name it. It's like my number one staple. So that lemon pepper or just fresh lemon juice, ultimate favorite of mine. Another one is to also, you know, grow your own little herbs. You know, if you want to, I mean, basil, for example, that's another staple. Basil goes with a lot of things. You know, if you have a salad, chop it up a little bit and add it to add a little, you know, like that little boost of flavor. If you have also with meats, you know, it's just when you're sauteing onions and garlic, you know, that's another way to boost also a lot of the flavor without adding salt. You know, you just saute the onions and a little garlic, and then you can add a little basil, you can add a little lemon juice or whatever. You know, today I'm making a recipe and adding even strawberries. You know, they're coming into season now, so I'm adding a little bit of that fruit. And the winter, I add a lot of the citrus fruit because that adds a lot of that flavor. So also basil, your lemon pepper. And then another one, too, that an ultimate favorite of mine is rosemary. I don't know what it is about that herb, you know, that spice that is just really a wonderful spice that goes with a lot of, you know, lamb and chicken and just a lot of different dishes you can use, even in breads. Even when I make lemonade, I put a sprig of rosemary. So I grow, rosemary and also basil. But then being Hispanic, cilantro, of course, is another one of our staples in our cooking. So you kind of have to see also if there's any spices that your family, you know, if you come from Italy, then, of course, oregano and basil are your staples there. So a lot of different countries also even have their own staple herbs and spices. But, I mean, your basis, you know, a lot of onion and garlic goes a long way to really boost a lot of the flavors that we're looking for without having to add salt. And, I mean, if you really want something that is more simple, pepper, is never going to be out of fashion.
Wow, Carolina, that just sounds so good. I'm here drooling, wishing you were that Sylvie was here cooking for me, because I love it when someone else prepares my food. But even with eggs, you're talking about fish and chicken. What about eggs? What would be the right combination for eggs?
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, you will always pair eggs and salt. Every time I have a boiled egg, I always want to reach for my salt, you know, chicken.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But now, try things like pepper is a great one with eggs, of course. But then, you know, mix it up. If you're going to have boiled eggs, one of the things that works really beautiful that I love is there's some seasonings out there that don't have salt. They already come mixed. So there is one that I absolutely love that is, I think it's called Perfect Pinch, the Perfect Pinch. And that one comes in different varieties. And again, there's many others out there too. That's the first one that comes to mind. But there's others that are salt-free seasonings. Now, the original is the one that I use the most instead of a salt shaker. So I call it my salt shaker, but it's usually filled with a combination of different herbs. And that's usually basically what they are. You can even Google that, you know, mixing up your own spices and coming up with your perfect combination, and you'll find many things in Pinterest today. But if you just want to go for something quick, there is, you know, several in the market right now, and they come even in different flavors, like a Mexican flair, there is an Oriental flair, and they are salt-free. So you have to make sure that when you look at it, it's salt-free. And then try several. I mean, like I said, I like this one, the Perfect Pinch, salt-free. But again, there's many others that you might find on sale that are applicable and that you might like a lot more. So try that, or try mixing, you know, a few others. And I put that in my eggs, and it's absolutely delicious. Really good.
Yeah, I have a favorite one that I add to eggs, too, is our Bragg's sprinkle seasoning. And it's exactly what you said. It's all dry herbs and spices. There's no salt. And it's actually a Kid Critic approved product, so we taste tested and kids loved it. And in egg salad, it's perfect. But I use it for everything now. It's kind of like my secret. You know, everything, I put a little bit of Bragg sprinkles on it, and all of a sudden I look like a gourmet chef. So
I mean, they are really good. delicious. And even I found, even in the market today, that they even have these little cubes that you can add to your meals and your dish. Let's say you're having a pasta or rice, you can add that little cube. And it don't have salt. A lot of them basically is just a mix of different herbs, and they're wonderful.
Yeah. Those are great ideas, Sylvia. Thank you so much for sharing and for inspiring us all to remove the salt from the table, add spices and nutrient-filled herbs. It's just perfect. For more from Sylvia, visit her at HispanicNutrition.com. And for more for us from Kid Critics, go to KidCritics.org. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.